Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
That's our old friend Peanut 100. I don't know what happened to Peanut 100.
I hope he's okay.
I know.
He's fine.
Of course, Peanut, a frequent guest on the program, commenting on the news many, many years ago on this show.
Last time I met Peanut, it was before I think it was the year we got kicked out of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Huh. Oh, really?
And we had the Dropkick Murphys on the back of the truck.
Yeah.
And he was dressed up like the Statue of Liberty for the whatever tax business that is.
Oh, yeah.
And he came up, he said, where's Greg Hill at? I'm like, well, who's asking? He's like, this is Peanut. I'm like, oh, Peanut, what's going on?
Yeah.
Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, where's Greg Hill 100 at? Stiz Grimey is in here.
Yo.
Our assistant producer and the vice president of social media on this show. And Stiz mentioned earlier that he was out yesterday running an errand for our midday hosts. And he went to the Packy over in Cleveland Circle.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
I forget the name of it, Hilda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is it in Cleveland Circle?
Right in the square.
Okay.
Like right there in the middle of the square near the Walgreens.
Okay.
Yeah.
And while you were there waiting for the Packy to open, you ran into a 52-year-old rapper.
This is true, yes.
Okay. And his name is?
His name was Supreme Murda.
Murda. You guys going to do a collab?
I don't know. I don't want to get outshined by Supreme Murda.
And so you just started. Did he approach you or did you approach him?
Believe it or not, he approached me with a small bottle of McGillicuddy, Dr. McGillicuddy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he started reading me on the back, there's like this legend of the guy who created Dr. McGillicuddy.
And McGillicuddy, you mean?
He just started reading it to me.
Huh.
And I was just like, oh, yeah, this is the guy you have to interview.
Yeah. Danielle, you had something to say?
I was going
to
ask if Stan was going to have Supreme Murda on his podcast.
I might, right?
So you started to talk to him about the news?
Yeah, I figured it would be good to get a citizen of this great commonwealth to find out what the real people of the streets are thinking about these big issues that affect us all.
All right. What did you ask him about first?
I believe we have an intro first. We can meet Mr. Supreme.
We're going to meet Supreme Murda.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
What's your name?
Supreme, M-U-R-D-A, Murda. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm on YouTube under the name Supreme, space it a little bit, M-U-R-D-A, Murda, like you spell Supreme Court. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, Roxbury, and hopefully one day become a major hip-hop artist because I'm really nasty with the lyrics, even at 52 years old.
Oh, I love it. The guy is motivated and passionate about what he does.
Fired up.
Uh-huh. What did you ask him about?
So, as we know, we spoke about it yesterday, the youth tackle football, big issue right now in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Should it be banned? Should it not be banned?
Yeah.
So we asked Mr. Murda what he felt about youth tackle football.
All right.
The Massachusetts government is trying to ban youth tackle football. What do you think about that?
I think that that's full of bull. It's a mockery. Why can't they have tackle football? Even I played tackle football in my youth.
And you turned out fine.
I'm fine.
Can you tell me about your first sexual experience?
What?
My first sexual experience. Well, I was 12 and a half, 13, to be honest with you. I had it in a project hallway. There was a girl named Cynthia. Yes, Cynthia. And, you know, me and her started kissing. I was feeling on her. I knew about having sex. I used to hear my parents. And then when they did their thing in the bedroom, there was a mattress on the third floor right there. And I had, you know, my coat. So I put my coat down because I don't know what could be on that mattress. There could be lice or whatever on that damn mattress. Bang, we started getting it on. And all of a sudden, I felt this surge coming out. Like, whoa, what is this? Whoa, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, moo.
Oh my God!
How do you go from tackle football to that question?
Well, you gotta ease into it. You know,
you didn't ease into it.
I softened him up with the football thing, and then I asked him what the people really want to know, which when did Supreme Murda first have sex?
Who doesn't put their coat down on the first time?
You got to. I mean, like you said, you never know. It could be lice.
Mm-hmm.
It was the projects.
Here's a text from a law enforcement officer who says, after several incarcerations at South Bay, Peanut Galloway was last seen a couple of years ago. Not sure if he will be coming back down for breakfast any longer. So that's most recent update on Peanut 100.
T's and P's.
So what did you ask? Supreme Murda next.
So, as you know, Greg, the Suffolk DA, Rachel Rollins, is in the news. It's a big issue.
Yes.
She wants to decriminalize some things or not prosecute them.
Yeah. A lot of crimes she wants to not bother with prosecuting people for.
Yes.
And a lot of law enforcement people are upset about this, and rightly so, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
Very. They say their job is hard enough already. Uh-huh. And so, being a man of the street, we asked Mr. Murda how he felt on Rachel Rollins' new proposal.
The new district attorney for Suffolk County wants to
eliminate.
Yeah, she thinks shoplifting.
Shoplifting shouldn't be a charge.
Yeah, what
do you think? I agree with that. I think shoplifting, trespassing, and petty drug possession should not be prosecuted. Not to be locked up because he got drugs on him. What is that going to do?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Of course I have. Oh, my God, it was beautiful. I was, you know, a veteran in having sex with women. But it was two different women. Actually, believe it or not, one was white, one was black. I shared them with some cocaine, and they agreed to, you know, have sex with me. And, you know, we had a great time. I mean, the sex was beautiful. Oh, boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Jeez, the guy is apparently getting lucky left and right.
Guys, I'm living the life. He's my hero.
I believe he, you know, he should not be obviously advocating cocaine use,
right.
But certainly in this particular case, this is the man's history, and who are we to judge?
He's a real man of the people, Greg.
Yeah. He is. Supreme Murda. All right, so what was your next question?
So we asked him one more. We asked him about the politicians in East Boston and Winthrop that want to raise the tolls.
Yes.
On the Mass Pike and on the Tobin Bridge, things of that nature.
Okay.
And we asked how he felt about that. Okay. Some politicians in East Boston and Winthrop want to raise the tolls. How do you feel about that, raising the tolls for, like, the Mass Pike, the Tobin Bridge, things like that?
It depends on where the money's going to. And I would be like, you know, okay, raise the tolls a little bit. But if not, if it's just going in these politicians' pockets, which usually most of the money does go into, they're not going to tell you that. But, you know, a lot of the money that they gain from Massachusetts, I believe a lot goes into the governor's pocket, the district attorney's pocket, all these different people's pockets.
Now, we're outside of a liquor store, and you're waiting because it's closed. Do you think there should be 24-hour liquor stores?
Yeah, I believe there should be 24-hour liquor stores. I mean, do I think Massachusetts should have stores like that? Yeah, that we can get something like at least a beer or wine late at night. And no, to be honest with you, yeah, I think we should have a liquor store open 24/7. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who wouldn't agree on that? Who wouldn't agree? Yes?
I think we actually got one more. We asked him about the Notre Dame cathedral and it burning down.
Okay.
And what he thought was the, you know, the significance of that.
Okay.
And then I actually snuck in a Game of Thrones question too, Greg, because I know you're a big fan.
Don't tell me that Mr. Supreme is a Game of Thrones fan.
Big Throne.
Really?
Big
All right. Well, let's listen.
The Notre Dame church burned down. What are your feelings on that?
My feelings on that is that's a sad situation, but I'm glad that, you know, the President Macron or Macrone, whatever way you want to say it.
I think it's macaroni.
Well, he wants to, you know, make sure that he, you know, gets that rebuilt again. I mean, how they would have tried to rebuild it, they would have had to have, well, I'm pretty sure they have, you know, architectural things of it to try to rebuild it again, but it would never be the same as it was from back then, because that's an old ancient structure.
What year do you think that was built?
That was back in the, I would say, 1800s.
It's the last season of Game of Thrones. Do you think Jon Snow is going to end up on the Iron Throne?
I believe he should. I believe he should.
Oh.
So there you go.
I don't know that... I don't know
big,
that indicates...
Big Jon Snow supporter. Did you say that? He's agreeing with you.
Greg. I don't believe that that indicates that he's a watcher. I mean, I don't know if Supreme Murda has a lot of time to sit down and watch Game of Thrones. But the man is really up to date on what is going on topically in the news.
Honestly, yeah. I was with our pal Mark. Mark Moroso, and when we got done with the interview, Mark looked at me and he was like, he was surprisingly informed, and he was. He really was. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, during the threesome, the sex was beautiful, but I highly doubt the women were. Now, I don't know.
First
of all, he had the threesome. What was your last threesome? Tough
what
guy.
What were you doing?
Ladies love musicians.
That's true.
Am I right, Stitch?
That's true.
Well, apparently... somebody just looked him up.
Oh, yeah. You can find him on YouTube.
And MURDA is an acronym for most underrated rapper doing it always.
This is true.
That's why he's known as Supreme MURDA.
A lot of good Supreme MURDA freestyles on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, the Austin Corner freestyle.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took a picture with him, too, so maybe we'll throw that up on the WAF Twitter.
Awesome.
So you can check
that out. You should do that right now.
All right, yeah.
I feel like you should try to make this a semi-regular segment.
So this
if you can find him. Is he there all the time?
True story, Greg. Yeah, yeah. This is 100% true. So I get back in my car, and I look at Mark, and I say, oh, wait, I need to get that guy's number because we need to talk to him again, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this was 30 seconds after I just got done interviewing. I run back over there. Gone. I checked everywhere. I checked all the surrounding stores. He was nowhere to
be
found.
You're kidding me.
Mr. Murda?
Where did he go?
He's a ninja.
I mean, in his mind, he's like, the cops are listening. I'm out of here.
He's probably having another threesome, to be honest with you. That's what I'd imagine.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, he's having threesomes, and apparently he's watching cable. I mean, the rest of the country, rest of the country can't afford cable. And probably exchanging things for it based on what he said. Jeez, he's pretty up on his current events, a texter says. Yeah, he really is up on the current events. A texter says you can find him at the Brighton Dunkin' Donuts from time to time, also down in Faneuil Hall. So
really?
Okay, great.
He gets around, apparently. So, all right, Stiz, that's good stuff.
Excellent. Thanks, dog.
Supreme Murda. And let me ask you, when you ran into him outside the liquor store, and you decided to interview him, were you thinking about the power of ask? I believe it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You were just thinking about the power of ask, right?
That's it.
Yeah. That's pretty good stuff. All right. That is our assistant producer, Stiz Grimey.
I strongly believe in the power of asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.